Larry Forbes, a staff attorney for Wisconsin School Boards Association, says that many schools are tempted right now to extend contracts because teachers and other employees are willing to make financial concessions, and schools want the labor stability that contracts afford. However,
our warning is simply that, you know, the world is changing so much and so quickly that, you know, as good as that deal sounds, you may need to ask for more than that.
Forbes says he's advising schools not to sign contracts through the next few years because of unknowns like enrollment numbers and what the final budget will ultimately contain. Districts without contracts could seek deeper concessions from workers to deal with cuts. The Columbus District recently signed a one-year contract. Superintendent Brian Davis says it was the right choice for his school.
This entire process has created a lot of anxiety, and certainly, you know, we value what our teachers do, and to provide them with some security moving forward, you know, we think is an important piece. And as we would look at, you know, more concessions, you know, that we may have gotten, you know, we also need to be competitive in our workplace.
Davis says his teachers agreed to the same concessions for pensions and health care required of public workers in Governor Walker's collective bargaining law, as well as additional post-retirement benefit reductions. That law won't take effect until the Secretary of the State publishes it, most likely later this month. The law is also being challenged in court. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.